Sure, that completes our public hearing agenda for the evening. Referring back to our public hearings, let's go ahead and refer back to conditional use number 2583, Theros Village, care of Code Purple at the Cape. Mr. Collins, this is in your vast area of responsibility.
It's vast, it's vastly needed, and it's much better than folks setting up tent-based shanty towns around the Walmart and other areas.
And I think it's a great location, and appreciate the volunteers that keep them all in check.
So I'm just going to, I'm going to be the bad guy in all this, not about the approval or not. But what the commission typically does when we have an application like this, where there was a lot of information that was submitted, and I don't want to telegraph what the commission is going to do, but the commission typically defers action on these. And that, I don't want you to read anything negative into that whatsoever. The reason we do that is because we have to make a recommendation to county council. And it helps county council, and frankly, the public and everybody immensely, if that recommendation is thorough and well thought out with good reasons and good conditions. And we have found that that doesn't happen if we try to do it on the fly right after the hearing occurs. So my guess would be that this one is going to be deferred so that we can craft a motion with good reasons and good recommendations to county council so that they have some guidance from the commission on how to act on that. I didn't want to take away your thunder, but I didn't want people to leave here not understanding why it's likely to get deferred in a moment, and that that is not a bad thing.
Let's give the commissioners all a chance to weigh in so people can hear this. So, Mr. Mayor, do you have any thoughts you want to share?
I fully support the application. I look forward to working on the motion.
Fantastic.
That's all I got.
Yeah, I completely agree, and I truly appreciate the passion that you all have shown, and it is something that is seriously needed, so thank you. Yep.
Any further comments, Mr. Collins?
I concur that it seems like a model that might need to be replicated throughout the county in different areas where they're...
That's something that is really exciting to me. Not only do I think this project needs to happen, this needs to happen in other places across Sussex County.
Right.
Without telegraphing what our decision might be.
Well, without telegraphing,
sorry, I have vents in my ear, echoing.
Without telegraphing what our decision might be, I would appreciate it if council would draft an affirmative motion for us to consider.
Concur.
Yeah, so, Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer consideration of conditional use 2583, Theros Village, care of Code Purple at the Cape. For further consideration.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2583, Theros Village, care of Code Purple at the Cape to give council adequate time to prepare a motion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Just before we get, not to blame this, but again, people are going to wonder the timing on that. We'll get that motion and recommendation out in time for the county council hearing so that they will have it, so there won't be any delay in all the, in the process.
They'll have our recommendation by the time you have to appear in front of them, so that will not be a problem. You're certainly welcome. Okay, I'm sure all of you are going to want to go now. I'm just going to ask you to go quietly, okay? Thank you all. Okay, our next public hearing was conditional use number 2484, Dick Ennis Incorporated.
Hey, quiet now.
Hey, come on.
That's you, Bruce.
Make me bang that.
I'm sorry. I was consumed by all the talking.
I know. Yeah, you're up.
I lost my place.
Dick Ennis.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to defer conditional use 248. Folks.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey. Out.
Quietly.
Please. If you're not going to stay, ease on down the road.
Gotta find humor somewhere. I'm gonna wake myself up.
The word quiet doesn't have much punch in.
It doesn't. It doesn't. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Once again, Mr. Chairman, I'm gonna make a motion to defer conditional use 2484, Dick Ennis Incorporated.
I second.
The move is seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2484, Dick Ennis Incorporated. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next public hearing was conditional use Number 2503, Hastings Community Energy Initiative LLC.
I'd ask that you defer this one. It's Mr. Butler's. He might want to listen to it and then make a motion. Yeah. Plus, we have sort of a template for solar farms, too.
Yeah. So I move that we defer conditional use 2503, Hastings Community Energy Initiative LLC. Was there any other discussion before I defer it, though?
No. Okay. Thank you. I second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2503, Hastings Community Energy Initiative LLC. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2524. Brian Rowe.
Mr. Chairman, I move we defer conditional use 2524, Brian Rowe.
Second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2524, Brian Rowe. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. All right, I'd like to hear some discussion on this next one.
Me too.
Okay, conditional use number 2557, Stokely Materials LLC. Ms. Wingate, we'll start with you.
Okay, well, I, because of my background, I see this being something that is in conjunction with having a borrow pit. It happens all the time, and there has to be a place to take those types of materials and the grinding. Personally, I don't see that the grinding machine is going to be any louder, and not personally, it's a fact, that then an excavator and a loader is already running loading trucks. Will there be more trucks coming in? Yes, there probably will be, but do they reduce the number of trucks going in and out for the sand operation? Maybe he needs to think about that. Bigger problem I have are some of the things that were pointed out, if in fact they're legit, and I'm not suggesting they're not, but he needs to be in compliance with the conditions that were set forth with the original approval. So I don't know how you manage that, but I know that typically Mr. Adams is a good neighbor to everyone, and I've heard him make the comment before that he likes to come to these hearings because if there is an issue, he wants to address it. So I think he heard an awful lot tonight, and hopefully he will do that in effort to try to get this to push through.
I can't vote for a motion for an additional conditional use where there's already a conditional use that's being abused. We heard testimony that it's just out of hand. I mean, the dust, can you imagine living in that? I mean,
I can tell you, I was there today at 4:15 and the wind was blowing a gale and they were talking about the dust blowing. And I sat there for quite some time.
Did any trucks come and go?
The gate was already closed, but if the dust is blowing from what's existing there,
don't the trucks stir up the dust?
Yes, but
why hasn't he owns a company that has plenty of gravel. Why hasn't he graveled the road?
The road is gravel.
Is it?
It is. The access to that gate, through that gate, is graveled. And Soil Conservation District makes them do that.
Let's not put Ms. Wingate in the position of having to defend
right,
that.
Right, I know.
I didn't mean it that way. I didn't mean it that way. But
I know you didn't.
And I'm not trying to defend them either.
It's a rhetorical question, yeah, of course.
It just seems like they got to tighten up before
I agree.
They grow.
If there are infractions in what he's already got approved, that's not acceptable.
Don't.
I agree with both of you, right? If there's a conditional use that exists and it's being abused, we have a compliance problem, and we know because it's all complaint-driven, it needs to be tended to, and we need to verify that they're in compliance with the existing conditional use before we would grant another one, I would hope, right?
Well, do you want to hold the record open for an inspector to
talk with you about that? Okay, I have a couple questions about that.
I think it's a good approach.
First of all, I know it's a chancery court concept, but do we have any kind of clean hands language anywhere in our ordinance? I mean, do these guys?
There is, but there's not been a finding of any violation at this point, you know, so that's not triggered. You know, there's allegations, but there's not been, I don't know if the extent there's been an investigation, but that would be the first step.
I have the position of being able to agree with all three of you.
I find it hard to believe if somebody went out there, a constable. That's why I said who was.
Well, that's
guy that he was talking
why
about,
that's
that he
see,
wouldn't
that's
write him up.
What has to happen is that we have to investigate this, and Mr. Whitehouse will take care of that. And I do think we should leave the record open to get the results of that, and then whatever enforcement action is needed. And if plan of remediation needs to be developed and could become part of any approval that happens, if it in fact gets approved. Because, you know, it's a fair and valid point. The reason we have conditions, we have stipulations, is that so the folks who have to live with this have some reasonable expectation that it's going to be managed properly and all that. Now, you know, Sussex County has always been, complaint driven, you know, as far as enforcement goes. Maybe not the, you know, it's just what we've done. And to do it any other way is going to be expensive and costly. And, you know, taxpayers are going to be sensitive to that as well. So, but now that we've, you know, we're aware, we've been made fully aware, we have what amounts to a complaint in my mind, we can address it. And that would be, so I'm not sure what this deferral motion needs to sound like. We're going to defer the motion and leaving the record open to what?
I would say the motion would be to defer action, but leave the record open for an investigation by county staff, which broadly includes not only planning and zoning inspectors, but the constable.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah.
And then they report back to the commission whether the 21 conditions of the existing ordinance are in compliance or not.
That's my motion.
Go ahead.
Don't we need to have a plan of what they're, if they're found in violation, what the plan of action is to bring them?
I think as long as we leave the record open,
yeah,
we can build that in later.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what I was saying, because we don't know what it's going to say.
I think that could be important.
It's one thing to find the violations, but what's going to be done about it?
Yeah.
And I'm sorry for interrupting.
No, and I would anticipate, I think that's the motion, but I would also anticipate that, you know, to Mr. Wheatley's point, depending on what the results of that are, we might have to put it back to reopen the public hearing, you know, so that we can take testimony from folks, you know, at that point.
But if you don't close the record, you can do that.
Yeah, you can do
we
that.
We can go back. We could even decide that we're going to, not another public hearing, but that we're going to reopen
this
hearing.
That's what I mean, yeah, right.
Yeah.
And give people a chance
and
to
that's
respond
fair.
To whatever
yes.
we
yeah.
found. And so
Mr.
the
Adams
public
is
gets
a good
to hear.
Dude as,
you know,
but it's fair to the residents as well.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
But for the members of the public here, just then all two of you, what that means is that at some point in the future, it will be, once the inspection occurs, it'll be put back on an agenda so that the inspection report will be made public to the commission. That won't be re-advertised. There won't be mailings or a sign or anything like that. So you're going to have to check in with staff or monitor the online agendas just to see if this is put back on under old business on a Planning and Zoning Commission agenda. So, okay. No, we don't. I mean, only not forever, obviously, but just. I would say not next meeting because that's a crazy agenda that we have. And we're trying to keep that light. So probably two meetings from now at the soonest. Yeah.
Second meeting in May probably would be the earliest I would see it coming back on. And it may not come on for a decision then. It may come on for discussion
and just to receive
what,
the report
what we find and what we decide we want to do about it, what we find.
And, you know, and in the meantime, if they're actually performing some of these activities already, they should stop.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's an issue as well, and hopefully the inspectors will find that too.
And in fairness to the applicant, we have to go out there and just like we would on any other follow-up on any other complaint. And if it's a valid complaint, then we have to address it. Well, first we have to establish, you know, the validity of it and the extent of it, you know. So, all right.
Okay, that was my motion.
Okay. Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2557 Stokely Materials LLC, leaving the record open as described in the motion. Because there's no way I was going to be able to repeat all that. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for this evening. Mr. Whitehouse at 9:29, do you have any parting words for us?
Just a very quick reminder that our next meeting will start at noon.
That's May 7th.
I have a couple of quick things, Mr. Chairman.
It also will not get over till 9/29.
Can we get the packet earlier, since this is such a big hearing?
Yes.
And one more thing, I guess since the days of Lawrence Lang, agendas aren't changed until the public hearing. Didn't I read that in an email today, Jamie? That it's traditional that the agenda is changed if something drops off?
If it drops off more than 2 days in advance, we revise the agenda, but within 2 days of the meeting, we do it at the meeting.
Good, because the public doesn't need to drive here to find out something was pulled from the agenda. I think it's important to get that done as soon as possible.
Marlin Cove was pulled an hour before the meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, we only just got the list.
It was officially pulled.
Yeah, we didn't have any official.
I understood that. I was just wondering.
And there's also FOIA implications of that too, you know, with removing stuff ahead of time, so.
All right. All I got. Anything else? We go to the order. All right, if not, we stand adjourned.